How are you, my son?
Fine, fine.
Good, good. If you're on the outer loop of the Beltway this morning, we just have a report of a disabled car in the right lane as you approach Georgia Avenue. So traffic will back up rather quickly towards Colesville Road. Southbound GW Parkway, Virginia side is slow this morning due to an earlier accident at Spout Run. And we have a disabled car South Capitol Street just as you approach the Douglas Bridge. And that's traffic this morning. Are you ready for the weekend?
I'm ready.
I am ready. What are you going to do this weekend? You going to go watch groundhogs or something?
Well, we thought we would. We thought we'd go to the National Zoo and, you know, look in the cubby holes and watch the animals come out of their little habitats and look for spring. Sounds like a real interesting weekend, doesn't it? I have no plans at all. I guess we'll, I don't know.
There's got to be something exciting for you to do.
I guess we'll just watch the grass grow in Bowie this weekend. Now that sounds interesting.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. That's a good one. I like that.
What are you doing?
Running all over the place.
Okay.
Running all over the place. Did you hear about the new amateur drama group they formed at the Department of Justice?
No.
Yeah, Kathy was telling me it's called the Not Ready for Prime Crime Players. Ladies and gentlemen, every morning at this time we present for your bumper-to-bumper listening enjoyment, the award-winning Choose Your News with your master of ceremonies, Scott Woodside. Ooh, Scott Woodside, number one, please.
Pigs are finally learning how to conserve energy in their pens.
I won't ask how. Number two.
Uncle Sam is spending your tax money on the supernatural.
And number three.
Are females worth more than males?
Tough one this morning. Well, with the alternatives of two and three, I think I will ask how pigs are conserving energy, and we'll go with number one.
All right.
They're eating a lot of bacon these days.
Yes. Perhaps you don't want to know this, but the bacon on your table might have come from a true patriot, an energy-saving pig.
Oh. Notice the red, white, and blue stripes through it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Stanley Curtis, an animal science professor at the University of Illinois, has taught his hogs to cut down on their fuel bills. Pigs don't like the cold any better than humans, and in frigid climates require heated hog houses. Going on the theory that only a hog will know when he or she is warm enough, Curtis taught a herd of pigs to flip a switch in their pens, to turn on heat lamps when they're cold, and to turn them off when they're comfortable. Preliminary results indicate that comfortable pigs produce more meat for less feed than pigs that are shivering or sweating. Oh, my goodness. And this was funded by federal money.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so far, there have been no reported fights in the pig pen over whether it's too hot or too cold, which is more than a lot of households can say.
Oh, okay. And there's the latest from the hog market of life. Some interesting tidbits of information as you eat your eggs this morning.
We'll send this story to Pepco.
Yeah, that's right. Here, pigs. It's 8:02 now.
K Jeweler.
12 minutes now, 12 before 7. We already have an accident this morning. Yes, our old bugaboo, so to speak. We have an accident blocking the left lane on Route 1, northbound at Lorton, which means that 95 northbound will be a little heavier this morning. Some people like to take 1 up through that area, and there's an accident there, so they might move over to 95. Accident blocking the left lane on Route 1, northbound at Lorton this morning. 12 before 7, let's go to the phone.
Well, it's Thursday. And a rather cold morning, to say the least. I'd like to be calling you. Send you right back to bed. Day off with pay. Hope you've got me the right mail. Mark Bell can just hook us up with our connection. We're calling long distance. I don't even know where the call is going to, since there's no address on this card. Postmark is Baltimore. We'll soon find out.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to Doug Collins?
Collins.
Jim Elliott?
Oh, hold on.
Oh, okay. Guy plays basketball for Philadelphia.
Hello?
Doug?
Yes?
Hi, Jim Elliott from WPGC.
Oh, you're busy kidding.
No, I wouldn't kid you. You're on the air with me this morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good, good. Listen, let me ask you, where do you live? It doesn't say on this postcard.
Edgewater.
Edgewater, Maryland. You're not related to the Doug Collins who's a guard for the Philadelphia 76ers, are you?
No, he's from Illinois.
Oh, well, hey, I figured if you're related to him, you'd be rich. And we'd go busto when we try to pay you for day off with pay. This card that's in front of me says, my husband says if he only had one day, he could fix my car. Let's see what his excuse is now.
I just fixed it.
Ah, there you go. You did. So if I give you a day off with pay, what would you do all day long?
Probably go out and wreck it.
You have that much love for your wife's car, huh? Well, I did get this card here from Christine, and I talked to your boss, Ralph... not Ralph Kugler. Is that the guy's name? Your boss?
Ralph Kugler, yes.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, I talked with Ralph yesterday at the Maryland National Bank College Park.
That's correct.
You got the day off with pay.
Well, thank you very much.
No work for you today.
I can't believe this.
Why?
Well, every morning I hear someone else say, I can't believe it. I really can't believe it.
Well, it's always nice to get a call early in the morning when you first wake up and say, hey, go back to bed.
Very good.
Right? But you see, a lot of people, they say, I don't believe it, it can never happen. They never send me cards. At least Christine was smart enough to send a card. It did get picked, and you are reaping the benefits today.
Well, thank you very much.
So we'll pay you for the day. Why don't you take Christine out to a really nice dinner tonight?
Sounds fun.
She deserves it. She deserves it. Give my best to everybody in Edgewater, Doug. Day off with pay is yours. What's your favorite station?
WPGC.
Jim Elliott starts Washington's morning. WPGC.